Watching money flow in the markets at midweek. You're listening to the American Ag Network. Jesse Allen with this market update. Arlen Suderman with StoneX joins us for the market wrap-up. Arlen, as we look at this trade today, more money flow through the energy and food-based commodities. What are your thoughts with the move in the crude oil market here today?
Yeah, some caution probably should be observed since this is the third day of the money flowing into the market. A lot of times it goes in three-day increments. The focus is still primarily on the damage due to the bad weather in the Western Plains as rains continue to disappoint, with some not getting any and others getting less than expected. Some of the damage is irreversible. Some of it could be partially reversed yet, depending on where you're at in that region and maturity-wise as well as geographically. We're not going to run out of wheat over the coming year, and that's because the prices are rationing export demand. We priced ourselves out of the export market, except for those places where we have a freight advantage. So we're now trying to bring demand back to match the shorter supply, and that's going to keep us with a substantive level. But at the same time, the market's also trading the fertilizer story, anticipating that global production is going to be coming down over the next year, and that may tighten up the global picture somewhat, but it's going to take a while before we really benefit from that here with higher U.S. exports. Soybeans seeing some strength, with soy oil once again making new highs based on the strong biofuel demand. We're now to the point where we're starting to price in some imported oil and imported finished fuel, and that is essential in order to meet this RVO. And so the market is continuing to try to find that balance. Soybean oil right now not seeming to find something to really stop it. That point will eventually come. Corn prices, as they approached areas of psychological resistance, particularly new crop, that $5 level approaching, we got to $4.99.5 today. And that's a point where we're seeing increased farmer selling. I think on both sides of the equator, both U.S. and Brazilian farmer. So that's going to be an obstacle that the market's going to have to come. It may be able to do that. Probably need some new headlines. I think one of the keys to watch is going to be whether we see corn and ethanol included in the trade deal with China May 14 and 15. I don't think the market is anticipating that if it were to happen, and would just add to this year's record exports and increase the number of acres we would need for the coming year.
You brought up fertilizer, and we saw the administration, Secretary Rollins, Tuesday afternoon announced some of their America First fertilizer priorities in a press conference. I was in the room for that, and you know, a lot of talk of onshoring fertilizer production here in the U.S. and the Commerce Department making investments and more. But you and I were talking about this a bit off the air. A lot of what they're talking about here is a longer-term story. It's not something that's necessarily going to help things out here this year or probably even next year, Arlen, is it not?
Yeah, it takes time. You can't just flip the switch and immediately increase domestic production of fertilizer. Those are steps that you have to take to turn things around longer term. But you can't turn around quickly. It's just kind of like the administration seeking to immediately increase the supply of beef in the United States. To do so, there you reduce the price and you reduce the incentive for increasing domestic production. But to increase domestic production, you need that economic stimulus to start holding back the heifers, to start rebuilding the breeding herd. And then 3 years from now, you get the increased production available at the consumer level. Fertilizer industry, similar from the standpoint, it takes a long time to ramp up that production. There are certainly things they could do, and I think they now gaining that understanding. It's not something that's going to be a quick fix, but perhaps long term it does help us to be in a healthier situation should a challenge like this come up again.
Let's talk livestock trade. It's a bit quieter in the cattle complex at midweek. Hogs kind of taking the lead to some degree, but it has been a fairly solid week in the protein complex so far. What's your thoughts over there?
Yeah, when you look at the hog market, we're just kind of waiting here for the product market turn around. We're getting close to that time when the product market typically does turn around as slaughter supplies start to seasonally decline, tightening up the supply, product starts going higher, supporting higher cash and higher futures prices. The market's always trading in advance. And so we had a reversal yesterday, trading to new lows for the move and then closing near the session high. We saw some follow through buying breaking out today, giving us some positive indications. Having trouble holding all of those gains still as we talk. There's some significant gains there, but a lot of selling and hedging against that. We look at the cattle market. First of all, we see the red for the feeder cattle market as we approach those old highs that we hit back in October and again earlier in April. The market starts getting nervous at those levels. We start to see some increased hedging at that level. We start to see some increased speculative profit taking. Then you go to the fat cattle market where we're continuing to build on that strength. We did make new highs this morning in the fat cattle market, but again, started seeing that increased selling against it at these high altitudes as producers hedge against it, as we see also the speculators start to take some profits at those levels. There's just a lot of nervousness when you make new highs like that. And so we're seeing the effect of it. Certainly something we've been through many times. If you look back at the history of this bull market, it goes back to 6 years ago this week when we set that low post-COVID in the market, and or I should say a COVID low. And the bull market has been in rolling ever since then. And I don't think we could say that we're seeing any indication today yet that it has ended. Can't say that it hasn't, but no indication that it has.
Final thoughts, Arlen. Any other reminders, risk management-wise, anything you'd reiterate to producers as we continue to navigate what's moving in these markets?
Well, I think taking a look at the crude oil market today as we once again build on those gains over $100 a barrel, and the market simply pricing in the expectation that we're going to see the blockade of Iran and the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, probably for an extended period of time. President Trump seemed to be preparing the markets for that yesterday in comments that he made. And that means that the global supply of energy continues to tighten. The global supply of fertilizer continues to tighten. For fertilizer, that's more of a long-term story. For energy, that's a now story. Fertilizer is probably going to be more the 2027 crop, starting with wheat, but then extending into row crops next year. For the energy supplies, it means diesel prices now, as we're exporting diesel to some of these parts of the world like Asia, where they simply don't have the supplies, U.S. supplies being exported as we export to there, Europe, et cetera, and raising our prices to close that arbitrage, so to speak. And so input costs are going up. That has to be penciled in and try to lock in where we can lock in take that in consideration when we're trying to decide whether to accept these prices on this rally for the grain and oil seeds.
With that, we always remember the risk of trading futures and or options can be substantial. Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Always appreciate the time and insight. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jesse.
And that does it for today's market wrap-up on the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen.